you've done for me.
You may be seated and we'll have the morning announcements.
Good morning. Thanks, Corinne. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the morning announcements. I appreciate everybody being here, even those who came late, Dave. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the middle in the back there that you could put your tithes and offerings in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5, and the nursery is infant to 3 years old. More teachers are needed for Sunday school, so please sign up on the schedule at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. at the church, and we have different home groups running through the week. Men's group is once again up and running this week. There are food containers to be picked up for those who have brought food recently. And we will be having a child dedication as part of our service on Sunday, October the 23rd. If you're interested, please contact the church office. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue worshiping the Lord. And this morning, I just encourage you to think about what you're singing and realize that this is our gift to the Lord as we come together to corporately worship together, and in turn you will be blessed.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days
been
God, I will sing of the goodness of God. The splendor of the King, and in my heart. to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior.
And before you're seated, please take time to greet one another, and the kids can be dismissed for ARC.
We are so fortunate to live in a place in the world that actually has four distinct seasons. I can remember when I was in grade three and half my family lives in Los Angeles, and I went to Los Angeles for Christmas, and they didn't have any snow, and it felt totally strange. So we had to drive up into the mountains to try and find snow. Here, we just get snow at, you know, ground level. It's quite wonderful. The beauty of the fall. This morning we're going to use Colossians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Colossians 1:15-16, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him and worship for his perfection and goodness. Let us bow down before the one who holds all things together. Colossians 1:23. Paul warns, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. We've been saved and filled and brought to life by this good news of Christ living in us. Yet we are distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the time this week you've drifted away seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Christ. Thanksgiving. Colossians 1. 1:11-14. It reminds us of the immense riches that we have poured out upon us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you'd be strengthened with all of his glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He's enabled you to share in his inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us together come with thankful hearts for all that he has and is doing in and through us. Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you for a love that is ever moving toward us. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Let's bring our requests before the God who listens, the God who loves us, the God who is good and merciful. Pray for Ernie and Darlene, Brian and Rita, for Drew, for Marge and Ben, for Will and Martha's family, for Jim and Connie, for Roman and Lori, for Kelly and James' family, for Jill and Cynthia, Ray and Rowena, for Neville, Marcia, Michelle, and then some of the places around the world, Sierra Leone, South Sudan, Sweden, Yemen, Turkey, Iran, and Ukraine for peace, for the United States and for Canada, healing for our country. And then God, all the unspoken requests, the things you know all about in our hearts and lives, come and meet us like only you can. As the community of Jesus followers is growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture.
Reading from the Word of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. 2 Samuel 12:1-12. So the Lord sent Nathan to the prophet to tell David the story. There were two men in a certain town. One was rich and one was poor. The rich man owned a great many sheep and cattle. The poor man owned nothing but one little lamb he had bought. He raised that little lamb and it grew up with his children. It ate from the man's own plate and drank from his cup. He cuddled it in his arms like a baby daughter. One day a guest arrived at the home of the rich man, but instead of killing an animal from his own flock or herd, he took the poor man's lamb and killed it and prepared it for his guest. David was furious. As surely as the Lord lives, he vowed, any man who would do such a thing deserves to die. He must repay four lambs to the poor man for the one he stole and for having no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are that man. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I anointed you king of Israel and saved you from the power of Saul. I gave you your master's house and his wives and the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. And if that had not been enough, I would have given you much, much more. Why then have you despised the word of the Lord and done this horrible deed? For you have murdered Uriah the Hittite with the sword of the Ammonites and stolen his wife. From this time on, your family will live by the sword, because you have despised me by taking Uriah's wife to be your own. This is what the Lord says. Because of what you have done, I will cause your own household to rebel against you. I will give your wives to another man before your very eyes, and he will go to bed with them in public view. You did it secretly, but I will make this happen to you openly in the sight of all Israel.
Jesus died and rose again.